Where's it gone? Oh no, it's in my Dropbox.
Dropboxing.
See what's happened.
Double tap.
It's ready.
You've got that one ready.
Yeah, we're at 2 seconds.
Good.
We're ready. Ready to go.
I'm already recording.
I might need a wee.
Do you want to go for a wee?
No, it'll spur me on. That's what I always say at the beginning of a show.
I need a wee.
Yeah.
It'll spur me on.
Hold the wee. It'll spur you on to give a good performance.
Is that what you do before every performance?
Yeah.
You wait.
Pretty much. No, sometimes I do have an emergency wee.
Like I always have an emergency
at
wee.
At beginners.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, sorry. I know it's big knickers, but I need a wee.
Yeah.
I can't hold it. Yeah.
Always.
Turn my mic off. That's what I always say. Yeah.
I always need a wee. And yeah. I often find after my first scene, I need another wee. Yeah.
And if the audience are late, which is really annoying, because you think, I can make it through the first half.
Yes.
It's fine. I can make it through. Or if it's a children's show, I can make it through the entire show because it's only 55 minutes long. But yeah, if they're late coming in, selfish. Think about this, people coming to see shows.
If you're late.
Yeah. You might
really
be pushing it. Yeah. We might be in severe pain by the end.
It really affects the PSW, pre-show wee.
Yeah. PSW.
PSW. I just
brilliant.
Made that up.
That's really good.
But do you know how long it actually frighteningly took me to work out the initials for that?
The entire time I was wittering
yeah,
on
I was
about
going,
the pre-show wee.
PSW.
Yeah. It's really important. Anybody who's ever been in a show will know about that. Yeah.
And you know when you have not gone for a pre-show wee and that you should have gone for a pre-show wee and you're on stage, you're going, I should have had that PSW. You know.
Especially
it.
In a boring moment.
Totally.
Because you'll be, you'll have nothing more to think about.
Anyway, welcome to Practically Superheroes. I'm Steve Bradley.
And I'm Abby Norman.
Hello. Welcome, everyone, to episode uno.
One.
Uno. One.
Yeah.
That's one for
Juan.
Everyone else. Juan.
Yeah.
One for anyone that doesn't know what uno means.
Un.
So we are not quite superheroes.
No, we haven't got our outfits yet.
We haven't. Not yet.
But we're on the way.
Close. Yeah. Practically.
We'll let you know when we're graduating.
Where we've even started.
No, we're in the training, very early training stages.
We are. So, welcome to everyone. So, we're going to start off today's show with some news. And we're a very popular website, Abby's favourite, dailymail.co.uk.
Yeah.
To look
Love
up some,
it.
And I've just gone to the news and just checking up some latest stories. So are you ready for the first one?
Okay, I'm ready.
I'm trying to hide it
read
from you.
The news today.
So you're ready for this,
yeah.
My first one.
It's bringing it on me.
Facebook and Twitter harms pupils' literacy. Headmaster claims children are so distracted by the sites they don't bother to read books. Children's literacy is damaged by social media, headmasters claim. They say pupils are too distracted by sites such as Facebook and Twitter to bother to read a book. As a result, thousands are poor spellers and have little understanding of grammar.
Wow.
70% of 214, they did 214 secondary schools survey, 70% believe Facebook and Twitter are bad for literacy. Now, I wonder this because, you know, with text-spook, that people don't fill their... Great with an eight, you know, and all that stuff. It
it's
makes
not
you
actually
wonder.
That much shorter.
No,
great with an eight.
You're
it's
saving
only
two
one
letters.
One letter, is it? Yeah.
No two.
Oh yeah. Obviously, my spelling has been.
You've
damaged.
Been on Facebook and Twitter too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're one of the pupils that this headmaster's talking about.
Yes. No.
Yes. So I often wonder that. That in the future that people, because it's true, like people do go on Facebook, don't they, and Twitter too much.
I mean, to be fair, I did spend my half an hour lunch hour today.
On Facebook.
Yeah, it was gone, like in a flash. Partly because the internet was really slow, so it spent about 10 minutes trying to load the latest feed. But,
From a social perspective, it appears to confirm the massive rise in social media use among the young is having a major impact on writing skills, with little or no attempt by parents to stop it. Well, that's That's easy. Just give them all iPads, which they're all doing anyway, and they don't need to write. Which I think, frankly, is ridiculous.
But they've all got spell check.
That's it. So autocorrect.
I know.
Do you think that'll be the future, that people for their exams won't have to write, they'll just use iPads?
Yeah, I do.
And they'll just all have an iPad.
I did,
and it'll
actually
be tap, 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 tap.
Recently, I was doing a show. Now, it was in Hong Kong. Yeah, I'm showing off. Hark at me. And they came to do a talk after the show with us. And they didn't bother to make notes. They just filmed us with their iPads, literally.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, all of them just holding their iPads up?
It was like a sea of glowing iPads.
It's like the worst paparazzi shoot ever. Loads of students filming.
Yeah, I felt like I was a movie star.
Really? Yeah. And you're on YouTube about 150 times.
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
Oh, my God. That's scary.
Yeah.
So
one of the questions that they actually asked was, aren't you embarrassed?
Yeah.
I am now. Yeah.
Oh,
brilliant.
My God.
Yeah.
It says here, ask a year 10 class aged 14 to 15, how many of them have read a book for pleasure recently, and you might get two or three hands.
Ooh.
Ask them how many have checked Facebook or Twitter that day. Yeah. Every hand will shoot up. Wow.
Well, I don't know. I don't know that many people of that age group, but my niece is 15. She's a big reader. She loves reading.
Really? You do get.
She has got a Kindle, but she loves reading.
I agree with that, though. I think Kindle gives access to people.
Yeah.
A lot more books.
She does also love Facebook. I'm not sure about Twitter, but she is on Facebook. But
really? Yeah.
But she does read. She loves read.
Yes. She loves read.
She loves read. That's a new saying. Yeah, that's an olden days.
Oh, that's
saying.
Like, that's like when people say bants and hilaire. It's like, yeah, people love read. They just shorten it.
That's what all the cool people say, Steve.
I love hashtag read. I love it.
Steve's not down with the kids.
I'm clearly not.
No.
Let's move on to the next bit of news. A red rose from a prince. Charles throws flower to British woman who serenades him with happy birthday from a balcony during a tour of India. There's a picture there. Can you see that picture? Anyone online have to go to Daily Mail to see this clearly.
He's got a bit of a limp wrist there.
He has a bit. He's like, thanks.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, but yeah, he's really enjoying that, isn't he?
Is she British? The woman throwing him the rose. Look at that. Yeah. They caught the rose midair in this shot too.
The good camera there.
That's good. Well done, Daily Mail. Good shutter speed. Yeah. Well done. Getty Images.
Yeah.
And as the longest serving heir to the throne in British history, Prince Charles is well versed in representing his country in a ceremonial role. And yesterday, as he reached his landmark 65th birthday, he fulfilled his official duties in India with his usual style and bonhomie. And as he walked along bustling Jew Street in the city of Cochin. India, he stopped in his tracks when he heard an English voice serenading him with a tuneful version of Happy Birthday from a balcony.
An English woman. The Daily Mail, they're talking about Charles's visit to India, and their main focus is an English woman
sang Happy Birthday.
That's news.
That is news.
That is big news.
And this is even better news. Charles waited until Trish Lewis finished singing and then threw a gift wrapped red rose. Oh, he threw her a gift wrapped red rose a well wisher had given him.
Oh,
so the well wisher's like, you just want to give my rose away then, do you?
Yeah, I wonder what Camilla thought about that.
Well, that's it.
Trish
Lewis is a lucky lady.
Yeah, Trish.
Go on. We couldn't believe we were coming halfway around the corner, the world, and here they are, said Mrs. Lewis. You couldn't believe they were coming by the entourage and the marathon of people that were
the roadblock.
Yes.
The hundreds of security.
I bet this made her day. I feel so thrilled and flattered that he threw me a rose. How wonderful. Yes, that he got off someone 2 minutes earlier.
Yeah, I'd be a bit cheesed off if I'd given him the rose and then he threw it.
Absolutely.
Spurned. And woman spurned. You need to be careful.
I've skipped down a bit, and all it says here is the cake was so moist, the slice he cut off fell from his knife. That's all I've got. That's all. Thank
that
you, Daily Mail.
This week's news.
That's
yes,
it. That's
yes.
the news. Speaking of Prince Charles, seeing as it is his 65th birthday, happy birthday, Prince Charles, if
happy
you're listening.
Happy birthday, Charlie.
Charlie?
I'm going to call him Charlie.
Oh, Princey Chi. Princey
like
C.
Yeah. Ch.
The Prince Chi. What would you get Prince Charles for his birthday? 65.
Ooh. I don't know.
What would you
Camilla
get?
Camilla has apparently said he's a really difficult person to buy
really?
A present for. Yeah.
That doesn't
she's
surprise
bought
me.
Him, was it was either cutlery or crockery. China.
She bought
China.
She brought
actually
a 65-year-old man yeah, China.
The country China. The continent of China.
Yeah. Actual China. Yeah. Oh, not China.
No, she said China as in Wedgwood. But other varieties of China are available.
Do you know what I would get him?
What would you get him?
An iPad Air.
Really?
I'd get him an iPad Air. I think he'd love it. I'd love
as
to
in
see Prince Charles.
An Air to spare.
An iPad Air, the new iPad Air.
Really? Why would you get him that?
Because I think it'd be hilarious to see him trying to use it.
Yeah, that's
maybe
true.
He knows. Maybe he always
he might
had.
Be rude. He's got one.
He's probably got an iPhone 5S and
yeah,
everything.
Definitely.
He's down with the Apple gear, maybe.
Yeah, I
but
reckon.
If he's not, I'd love to see him try an iPad.
Mm.
I'd love to see him work an iPad, download an app
yeah.
from the App Store.
I think that would be really good.
You know. Do that photo booth thing on an iPad
yeah.
where you see like
yeah.
all those
him and Camilla in
yeah,
the photo
just
booth
selfie. I'd love to see a Prince Charles
yeah.
and Camilla selfie.
All the fun of the fair with Prince Charles and Camilla.
It's a tricky one though. I think you should let us know on Twitter what you
yeah.
would get Prince Charles
yeah.
for his birthday.
Definitely.
I'm at Steve M Bradley, and you're at.
I am.
Are you on Twitter?
You know, I don't even know. I am on Twitter. Yeah. Or Twatter, as I like to refer to
Twatter.
It.
Twatter.
I think I am at Abby_Norman.
Well, whoever...
You'll confirm
if it,
that.
If it is you, well, whoever it is, tweet them. just so even
yeah.
if it's not Abby,
yeah,
that
them.
Some random lady called yeah. Abby can get your interesting gifts that you would give.
To Prince Charles. Yeah.
So what's next on our list?
Superpower of the week.
Superpower of the week. So we've been talking about this, and as we are nearly practically superheroes, we were discussing what superpowers we would like to have this week. Mm. What would you like to have as a superpower this week, Abby?
This week, my superpower of the week would be, get ready, drum roll.
That's the best I've got.
That's good. I would like the power to always have a seat on the tube.
That is awesome.
If you live in London, it's a very, very important power.
You don't realise it, do you? But that's actually, the more you think about it, how good would that
yeah,
be?
That
because,
is really good.
Rush hour, and in the mornings,
it's
you'd
awful.
Just be...
Sometimes my feet don't even touch the ground. Because
you are held up by
I'm
TV.
Literally being held aloft by two fat businessmen.
Why is it you always like... And when you do get a seat, and there's like, because I get the National Rail in, so it's not quite the tube,
yeah.
but I know what you mean.
Yeah.
And I always sit down, and there's always like a larger person that sits next to me, and you just get crushed.
Yeah. Spilling over.
Yes. And no offense, like I'm not.
If it was a plane, they'd have to purchase two seats.
I've heard about this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Apparently.
But yes. Yeah. So that's a brilliant superpower.
But on the tube, it's awful.
It's worse.
I'm quite short, and I have, on several occasions, had people rest their books, their newspapers, on the top of my head.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, what do you say? Mr. Sizzle, what do you say?
What do you have to say about that?
Mr. Sizzle, what do you have to say?
Yes,
exactly, Mr.
He
Sizzle.
He doesn't like the tube either. But no, I mean, it's a... Yeah, wow.
Totally.
There's a lot to say about that.
Right.
But I really don't know what to say. Sometimes my tactic for that is to kind of bob up and down slightly. So
make it difficult for them. Like losing my books floating.
So then they might notice that there's a person's head.
Just like go up on your tiptoes.
I like to think that they don't know that they're resting their book on my head. I like to think that people aren't that rude as to rest their book on someone else's head. But I don't know.
Maybe,
they might be.
Maybe they are.
Because I have tried that technique and it doesn't always work. So, yeah.
Yes, that's a hard one. So
I would like the power to always have a seat. Although I did see a lady on the tube this morning. And, you know the rules. Like, if you are desperate to get a seat, you stand in the aisle.
You're ready.
Seats,
you pounce.
And you watch people. And if they twitch, then you're like, are they going? They're putting their phone in their bag. They're definitely getting off at the next stop. And
yes,
you hover next to that person. This woman, she wasn't bothering to do this. She was in the vestibule. That's a good word. At the end.
Yes, yes, yes.
She was just casually hanging out at the end. And this guy, about halfway down, decided he was getting off. The guy was in front of him. He was waiting. I saw him. I clocked
him. Yes.
He was watching.
He did the move.
A few minutes before, he was like, yes, he knew. He was kind of zipping up his coat. He knew he was getting the seat. He was very pleased. And this woman, now, I wouldn't like to cast aspersions, but she had a wart. She could have been a witch because
really?
She had magical powers, because I have never seen anybody move so fast. She was like lightning. She literally leapt around the corner and she was in that seat. And the poor guy that was
waiting for that seat, doing the rules, literally, he
was gobsmacked. He was so shocked.
Visibly shocked.
But he was so, and also a little bit impressed, because he completely let her have the seat and was just, wow, yeah.
Skills,
she,
right?
I think she had that magical power.
Really?
I would like the power to just always be in the seat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Awesome. I think my superpower, again, London-based themed, would be the ability to walk through people at the, like, click of the fingers.
Oh,
I couldn't do the
nice
wiggling of the nose. That's impressive. Like the whole Bewitched thing. You can do it. Oh
yeah,
my God, you
it
can do it.
Yeah.
I cannot do that.
It doesn't
I'm
work.
Not gonna try.
Doesn't do anything
it doesn't
magic, but I can do it. Yeah.
Yes. Literally, I could just start walking. I wouldn't like it all the time, quite clearly, but.
Rush hour.
Oh, and especially, yeah, walking through town.
Oxford Street.
Totally. Yeah. Just walk through people, bash. And every time I walk through someone, because it is so frustrating when you have to weave in and out and you're behind the Asian people, the cameras, and they're sitting there and they suddenly stop and go, I want to take a picture of this phone box. And you go,
no, this is not what we do in London.
No.
You
Everyone's
never stop. You have to keep walking. Yeah,
exactly. And it would be ability just to walk straight through them. And every time you walk through someone, it gave them a little electric shock.
Nice. A little extra power. That's a little bit evil genius. You're like the black Spider-Man. The Spider-Man when he goes black,
he's like a
little bit mean.
I've got a dark side.
Yeah, he's got a dark side.
So it's like a good superpower with dark intentions. But I think it would... you agree with me, don't you?
Yeah.
See? You know. Yeah. You know what I'm going... You know what I mean, Mr. Sizzle.
Yeah, Mr. Sizzle.
So it would be the ability just to walk straight through people, but they'd get a little shock.
I like that.
So I think that's...
Yeah.
So anyone out there, what's your superpower of the week? What would you like? Give us some suggestions. We're open to... We can mix it up. We like to have different powers.
Ooh.
So send them through to us somehow. Twitter, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe the answer. Or Facebook. We're going to do a Facebook page.
Yeah.
So search for Practically Superheroes on Facebook and you'll find it. I'm sure. I'll do that. By the time this goes out, I hope.
Come on, Steve. You're practically a superhero.
I'm practically a superhero, so it'll be
done.
That's
the next power.
That's the next power. So what's our next?
The next thing we've got to discuss is the conspiracy theory of the week.
Dun, dun, dun. So So, celebrity conspiracy theories. The theory, Beyoncé and her sister Solange.
Oh, Solange.
Solange. Mm-hmm. Solange, who is 5 years her junior, are in fact mother and daughter.
But they're only 5 years apart.
Ah, this is when they might not be.
Oh.
This one is supported by a theory that Bey, I like how they've done that, Bey. Oh, yeah, Bey. And Sol.
Oh, Bey and Sol.
Bey and Sol. Bey is lying about her age and is in fact 7 years older than she pretends.
Bey, 7 years older.
So apparently...
How old is she?
Beyoncé.
Bey, yeah.
I don't know, 30-something?
So she's actually 37.
And this is the theory. Beyoncé was never pregnant with baby Blue Ivy, who is now almost 2 years old.
What?
What? That's ridiculous.
So now she's the mother to her sister and her own child
is not hers. Come on, Huffington Post. What are you doing to us?
Has Baby responded to this article? Beyoncé. Baby.
They have not. There's more celebrity conspiracy theories. Tom Cruise is a Scientologist. Well, we all know that.
Yeah.
That is widely known. But the theory goes that the church auditions women for him.
Oh, this is old news.
Is it?
Auditions women to be his wife. Yes.
If you heard about that.
No, now listen, I've heard this. This is definitely 100% the truth because I heard this from someone who worked at Vogue who is in the know.
Seriously?
Ladies and gentlemen, told me this.
This is top news.
Yeah. Now, this is like, this is probably libelous, so perhaps we shouldn't put this in the podcast.
Okay.
Perhaps we should keep this amongst ourselves. But yeah, apparently this is 100% true. She told me this years ago, like when he first met Katie Holmes.
They auditioned her.
And I was like, nonsense.
No.
Now I'm like, yes.
Apparently Scarlett Johansson.
She was at the audition.
She auditioned.
Yeah.
She didn't get seen.
Crazy.
So how many times...
Didn't get a recall.
How many times how many times have you been asked about the Star Wars auditions? Because I keep getting people asking...
Anybody who thinks you're an actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People that aren't actors ask me.
I thought you were going to say, how many times have you been phoned up by Tom Cruise's people?
So happy. How
audition?
Many times? Yeah.
Well, LA. You know, I just have to not turning them down. My phone. You know those calls that I was saying, that's PPI caller?
No, yeah, it's not.
It's not. It's Tom Cruise's
Church
people.
Of Scientology.
Again. Yeah.
No, I keep getting asked, you were doing the Star Wars?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to turn up with 2,000 people. Yeah.
Actually, no, nobody has asked me that, but I'm surprised. I'm waiting for it.
Really?
Because I've seen it on the internet, although I think I'm a little bit old now, to be fair.
You can do it. Of course you can.
Yeah. What is it they're asking for? They're actually like the description.
This is what amuses me because they're asking for two parts, like Tom and Rachel or whatever. They're Thomas and Rachel. Like, you blatantly know these two parts are going to have one line or be killed off in the first 2 minutes.
Who? But then wasn't the what's his face? Mark Hamill. Was he a complete nobody when he did Star Wars? Because you know who was, don't you? He was the carpenter, wasn't he? This is well documented.
Was he?
Han Solo.
Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford was a carpenter. Yeah.
Really? And that what made him?
And
that what made him?
That was what his big break were.
Big break.
Big break.
My God.
Yeah.
Well, there we go.
So it could be.
It could well be true.
Yeah.
Right. So what have we got next then?
This is Urban Dictionary Word of the Week.
Urban Dictionary. If anyone has not checked out urbandictionary.com, it is fantastic. This got me through college. It was just brilliant. We would just look up words all the time. So I've just gone to word of the day and we've got a few. Brilliant. I've just seen another one. We've got, so this might be more than one word of the week. Overcompensating. Do you know what overcompensating is, Abby?
Overcompensating.
Overcompensating.
I don't know. Is it something to do with ordering too many coffees?
Getting over, yes, overcompensating. When you get a larger beer / drink than what you need, or perhaps even want, the bigger the drink, the cooler the guy or the girl.
Oh.
That's the mentality that leads to overcompensating.
Oh, okay, so it's when you're trying to impress your friends.
Yes,
at
you
the
get.
Bar
like,
by, yeah, I'm going to get like, I'm going to get a whiskey chaser with my pint.
Yes, or you get a Copperberg and they're always over a pint. So you end up going back to the table. You end up going back to the table and you've got a pint and a bottle. And they're like, what?
Yeah.
And you're overcompensating.
Yeah, you've overcompensated there. See what I did there?
Totes.
Yeah.
Another one. Sleep tattoos. The markings on a on the body from sleeping in an extended period of time.
I know exactly what that is. That's quite a good one.
Isn't it?
I quite often get a sleep tattoo. Because
I get one there off my pillow, off my face.
I quite like, if I can't sleep, then I like to listen to my iPod. I like to listen to a podcast.
I listen to podcasts at night.
So I like the Archer's Omnibus.
Do you?
Because that sends me off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Poor old.
So do you get?
But I get.
Do you get
line.
A headphone?
Yeah, I get the headphone line.
Headphone.
That's
tattoo.
My sleep tattoo.
That's your sleep tattoos. Tell us your
neck.
Sleep tattoos, yeah. Everyone. That's creepy.
Yeah.
Okay. Office rage. This is brilliant. A fit of violent anger by an office worker due to non-performance by equipment. Normally directed at printers, computers, phones, etc. Office rage.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I had to deal with people that had office rage because I was working on tech support, like hello technical support for years. So I know exactly what that's like.
Definitely people getting their rage.
People ring up with their office rage.
People get rage with their computers because it goes too slowly.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they call me up.
Oh, right.
And then I say, turn
it
off.
What do you say?
Turn it off, turn it on again.
Unplug it and plug it back in.
Totally. I spent my days doing that. I got paid to do that.
Yeah, turn it off, turn it back on. Yeah.
The next
50 quid, thank you.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. 60 quid for our company. I didn't get a penny of that.
60?
I know,
even
I don't.
I could do that job.
I don't charge that now, quite clearly.
Yeah. There you go. Go to Steve for your advice on turning on
for your
and
office
off
rage.
Your equipment.
Yeah. The next one. I don't know if I want to say that one. No,
it's
I'm not saying
rude.
That.
No, it's too rude.
Friendscaping. Friendscaping? The act of trimming one's friends list in various social media sites.
Oh, yeah, escaping. Friendscaping. Escaping.
An example here. Did you unfriend me? Yeah, I was friendscaping and you bore me. I like that little
friendscaping.
Analogy.
Yes.
I did a friendscape recently on Facebook.
Did you?
Every now and again I do.
Yeah. A lot of people do. And I like the fact that some people like to announce it as well. And they're like, if you can still read this,
I haven't
trimmed you.
And I kind of wish they had deleted me.
Yeah. You're like, okay, fine.
Oh, well, actually, I'm just going to friendscape.
Yeah.
So anyway, a Google holiday. A special occasion recognised on the Google homepage. Who doesn't love those?
Oh, yeah. Those are
Google,
lovely, aren't
they? The Google
they?
Doodles.
Yeah. You can learn something. But yeah, those kids who are spending too much time on Twitter and Facebook, because it's like the encyclopedia for them, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
They know exactly what's coming up. So that is our Urban Dictionary Words of the Week. Plural.
Yeah. So if we haven't practically solved all of the
world's
dilemmas
crisis.
And world's crisis this week.
That went down the wrong hill. Crisis, yes.
Yeah, crisis. Then we're still in training to be superheroes.
We are practically
superheroes.
We got any more?
That's it.
Haven't we got? We've got some. We've got something more, haven't
we? Have we?
We've got a complete.
Oh, yes, we have. This is the
Let's
best
finish
bit.
Off. Let's finish off.
Finish off. With
finish off the last segment.
The complete ignoramus of the week.
Complete ignoramus of the week. And can we can pop your mic to that, can we?
Complete ignoramus.
Complete ignoramus. Who's our complete ignoramus this week? It is, well, actually, I might have two for you. The first one has got to be Miley Cyrus.
Oh,
Miley Cyrus.
Dear, oh,
have you heard about all the crap she's been doing?
Well, hasn't she been hanging out on a wrecking ball half naked?
She's been doing that.
Swinging
she's
about.
She's been poking a foam finger around her area in the MTV Awards. Did you not hear about that?
No.
Yeah, she did awful things
what
with
was
her,
she doing
a foam,
with her
finger.
Foam finger.
You can only imagine.
I don't. I'm
on
not
live
sure.
On television. Yeah, whilst twerking, you know the twerking action.
I do know what that is.
Yes, she
I
was
read
twerking
about that
with
in the
Robin Thicke.
Oh,
blurred
with his blurred lines.
And he got in
damn
major trouble with his wife because of that twerking. Yeah, because she was twerking away.
Wow.
Whilst putting a foam finger around her.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she had this spat with Sinead O'Connor.
I did.
You know about
this,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyone else that doesn't know, God, there's so much to talk about this. I think this article kind of covers it on NME.com. Sinead O'Connor has claimed that her spat with Miley Cyrus has helped create an important conversation about mental health. So it says here, and this kind of recaps it. Sinead O'Connor published an open letter, I think on her Facebook page, didn't she? Urging Miley Cyrus not to let the music industry take advantage of her in October this year. Fair enough. Good of her, you know.
She wasn't saying that she was mentally ill.
No. But then Miley Cyrus snapped back at her.
Oh, no, I didn't hear about it. I only have read the letter from Sinead O'Connor. Tell me more.
You did not know. Right. So Miley Cyrus snapped back at her, saying that she was quoting tweets from Sinead O'Connor's Twitter account that was like last year or the year before when Sinead O'Connor was going through a bit of a mental period. She's apparently all right now, but saying that she's mentally crazy and who is she to talk and all this business and quoting all these things. So Sinead O'Connor wrote another open letter back, basically slagging, and you can read these all online. It's brilliant reading. Slating Miley Cyrus again, saying, look, you don't know what you're talking about. You know, it's pathetic of you to go through that. And of course, Miley Cyrus has got crazy fans. Sinead O'Connor later said that she had received threatening messages from Miley Cyrus's fan, urging her to commit suicide. But in an interview with Time, the singer said she thought her dispute had also been been beneficial as it created a platform to discuss large issues. So basically, they swapped these messages and tweets and whatever. And Miley Cyrus received a whole load of criticism from mental health charities for mocking her battle with psychological illness and all this business. So she's Miley Cyrus was hit the headlines again this week when she was criticised by anti-drug campaigners after appearing to smoke a joint. Did you hear about this?
I did read about
She smoked a joint on stage.
She got it out of her handbag.
At the MTV EMAs in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Walking on stage at the Ziggo Arena to accept the award for best video, which she won for the controversial promo for Wrecking Ball. She stopped to light a hand-rolled cigarette.
Wasn't she talking to Katy Perry? She tried to get her involved
She?
I think, yeah.
Oh, dear. Yeah. So, she's crazy. Miley Cyrus is going crazy.
What's going on?
She's got that tongue thing, licking all the tools.
In her, what was that program?
Hannah Montana. Get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, and she's the daughter of Billy Ray. Don't break my heart, my icky breaky heart. Yeah.
Yeah.
Billy Ray.
Oh, and you made that.
Miley. Put your tongue away.
Wise words from Abby Norman.
Practically superhero Abby Norman says, put your tongue away.
Stop licking those hammers and wrecking balls.
Put your tongue away.
So she is our complete ignoramus of the week. So I hope everyone has enjoyed this first episode of
Practically
Superheroes. We've
solved a lot of problems.
We have. We've covered a lot.
As junior superheroes. I mean, mainly, we've solved what Prince Charles would need for his birthday, which is a big issue.
He's got a present list.
Big issue. We have talked about, the superpower of the week. And we have presented the complete ignoramus of the week.
We have. Absolutely. So, get in touch with us to send us stuff because, I don't mind scouring Huffington Post. But, if you can do it for me, that'd be great. And send us some crazy, it doesn't have to be from Huffington Post, I've just picked that. And drop us some interesting stuff and we'll talk about it. And send us, what were we going to do? Send us your superpowers.
Yeah, your superpower of the week.
What superpower would you have? It'd be interesting. And we'll have a Facebook page somewhere. So Practically Superheroes will be a Facebook page. And you can write and get in touch.
Yeah, don't say anything nasty.
Please don't. Write us a positive review on iTunes. And that's it for this week. So if you've made it this far, thank you, everyone, for listening. If you're listening to this in stages, then Congratulations. I hope we've sent you to sleep.
Yeah, we hope we haven't given you a sleep tattoo.
Hey!
See what I did there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
good. Boy around, full circle.
Yeah.
So that's it for this week for Practically Superheroes. I'm Stephen Bradley.
And I'm Abby Norman.
And just remember, we're not superheroes.
But we're practically superheroes.
Bye.